If you found yourself today quietly wondering, why do I feel disconnected from myself? If you've had that unsettling thought, I just don't feel like myself, then you're in exactly the right place. Maybe you feel a little detached, a little numb, as though you're watching your own life from a slight distance. That feeling has a name, and it is far more common than you think. It isn't a sign that anything is broken in you. It's simply a tired nervous system asking for one thing: safety. So over the next 10 minutes, we're going to do something gentle together. No forcing, no fixing, just a slow, grounding meditation to reconnect, to come back into the body, back into this moment, and to feel safe being you again. Hi there, welcome to Calming Anxiety. I'm Martin Hewlett. If this is one of those days where you feel a step removed from everything, including yourself, you're in safe hands. Everything I do lives in calminganxiety.fm, and you can keep every session in your pocket in the app anchored. So find your quiet place where you won't be disturbed, somewhere comfy to sit or lie down. Let's start with the breath, because the breath is the fastest way to tell a frightened nervous system that it's safe. We're going to lengthen the out-breath, and here's why that matters. It is your gentle switch for the body's brake, the calming branch of the nervous system. The relaxation isn't on the in-breath, it's in letting go on the way out. So breathe in softly through your nose for four, hold at the top just for two. And now the part that matters. Release slowly for six. Feel the relaxation in the out-breath. The shoulders dropping. The jaw softening. Let's do it with me. Ready? Again. In. Two. Three. Four. Hold for two. And out. Two, three, four, five, six. Every out-breath, just melt away. Out-breath after out-breath, just feel the surface beneath you, holding your weight, and relax truly. Breathing in for four, holding for two, and then allow yourself to truly unwind, to relax, to melt deeper and deeper. There is nothing to reach for, nothing to fix. You are safe to simply be here. Now bring your awareness to the surface beneath you. The chair, the bed, the floor, solid and real, holding your full weight without any effort from you at all. Imagine that surface as warm, supportive. As you let go, picture yourself sinking into it just slightly, the way you might settle into warm sand on a quiet shore. And here is the gentle truth of it. That ground takes your exact shape. It doesn't ask you to be lighter or calmer or different in any way. It simply receives you exactly as you are today. Tired, tender, and real. That is what reconnecting with yourself actually is. It's not effort. It's not force. You can't think your way back into your body. You feel your way back through safety. And right now, in this small pocket of time, you are completely safe. You don't have to carry yourself in with this moment. Just let the ground do it. You are here. You are in your body. And you are coming home to yourself, one slow breath at a time. Now let these words settle. No need to say them out loud. Just let each one be true for a moment. I am here in this moment, and this moment is safe. My body is solid ground, and I can return to it at any time. I am allowed to feel exactly as I feel right now. With each breath, I come back to myself. I am safe, I am present, and I am enough as I am. Let those words drift down through you now, like warmth spreading through water. And as you breathe, we'll let them come back around once more, even quieter this time, as if they're already part of you. I am here in this moment, and this moment is safe. My body is solid ground, and I can return to it at any time. I am allowed to feel exactly as I feel right now. With each breath, I come back to myself. I am safe, I am present, and I am enough as I am. Before we come gently back to the day, here are your three daily caring tips, just three small things to carry with you, three little ways of loving all that you are. 1. Speak to yourself as you'd speak to someone you love. Notice the voice in your head. If it's sharp, if it's critical, pause and ask, would I say this to a dear friend? You really do deserve the same softness you give so freely to everyone else. 2. Let good enough be enough. You don't have to earn your own kindness by being perfect or productive or fixed. Loving who you are means accepting the version of you that showed up today, exactly as they are, wobbles and all. And 3. Place a hand where you feel it. When you next feel the disconnection, that quiet drift, rest a hand on your chest or your stomach. It's a simple, physical way of saying, I'm here with you. Your own warm touch tells your nervous system it's safe, and it's one of the kindest things you can do for yourself. Now, gently, let's come back. Wiggle your fingers and your toes. Feel the surface beneath you once more, solid, real and present. Take a slow breath in, a little deeper now, and then as you breathe out, stretch the arms and bring yourself back into the room, carrying this calm with you. Thank you. You know, I do these daily for me as well. Sometimes with my right hand over my left chest, over my heart, telling the 4-year-old inside, It's okay. You've got this. We're never going to be fixed. We'll never be that perfect thought. But we'll be better than we were yesterday. Take care, my friend. Truly. Smile often. Go on. Positive thoughts whenever you can. And then in everything you do, be kind.